This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot to get to in this 5 o'clock hour. The keys to the Knicks going and keeping this series alive against the Indiana Pacers. Your telephone calls, but for the first time in a very long time, on time, right at 5 o'clock. A Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. So we're in a potential elimination spot, which means we break out the time-honored tradition. The five headlines we may wake up to tomorrow, Evan.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Ain't gonna Halle back, girl. Halliburton triple-double ends Knicks season.
I would love to see a newspaper actually use that as a headline.
I thought you were talking about Halle Berry for a second. I was like, what? Where does this come from?
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Simple and sweet. Garden party. Knicks blow out Pacers to force a game six and end home woes.
Mm. Only number four?
Yeah, we got more.
All right, let's keep going.
Here we go.
Number three.
Tomfoolery. Tibbs misuses challenges early as officiating clown show haunts Knicks in season-ending defeat.
I can see that. Knicks had a good day with the challenges, the ones going against Indy, the ones benefiting them in Game 4. We'll see if that continues tonight.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Season Nova. Pacers break Knicks' hearts as season comes to a skidding end.
That is a good headline. Well, you should be a headline writer.
I have fun with these.
Season Nova's pretty damn good.
I'm even laughing.
That's a good one.
I'm not laughing to troll Knicks fans. I'm laughing because that's pretty good.
No, that's not about trolling. That's just a funny line.
Yeah. All right, and here we go.
Number one.
Keeping pace. Knicks have offensive outburst as series heads back to Indiana.
Yeah, there you go. I think that is the likeliest outcome tonight, Teak? Is that a fair statement?
Yes. The Knicks extend. They keep pace with the Pacers. Playing fast, but making shots and not being liabilities defensively. That'd be a good headline, too, by the way.
Yes, it would be solid. I think last night is such a different example because A, Oklahoma City was in their own building, which is far different, closing out the T-Wolves at home. Mm-hmm. And number two, the Oklahoma City Thunder are a lot better than the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're a lot better than everybody. And so I think that the differences between the Knicks and the Pacers are much closer than the differences between the Thunder and the Timberwolves. So anyone looking at last night saying, well, the Thunder closed them out up 3-1, they're the far better team. I know a lot of these games were close, Well, game four was close. The rest of it really wasn't, honestly. Right. Like game three, game the Minnesota three was, win was unbelievable.
That was a bizarre blowout.
It beat them by 42.
I know.
So that really was a terrible series when you think about it. It wasn't that entertaining.
Right. It was one close game.
Yeah.
Game four was close. That was it.
This series has been entertaining. Like my gut feeling going into tonight would be that it's a very close game and that the Knicks win. And I think that's the majority of people's opinions going in. But I want to tell you a key that is really, really important, and it has changed the last two games that were played. It changed game three in the Knicks' benefit, and it changed game four in the Pacers' benefit. It is closing out quarters. Mm. They are so important. They are momentum changers. They are game changers. If you go back to game three, the Knicks closing, instead of being down by 18 and cutting that deficit to a little bit more reasonable of a 13, makes a huge difference. Same thing on the opposite end in game four. And Mikal Bridges was a big part of this. Remember, the Knicks took a one-point lead on the Jalen Brunson and won. Mikal Bridges had that fast break, and that's where he didn't go up strong and instead faded away.
Yep.
And the Pacers closed out the second quarter on a 6-0 run, and then began the third quarter on a 7-0 run, and before you know it, it's a 12-point game.
Right. I mean, the second half, also starting without any energy and urgency, is the thing that we talked about in the Boston series, but that was really to start the games. It was, I mean, in Boston, they would slowly get into games, but then go on fire.
Yep.
And this series, they've started fast, but then fade. And so it's a consistency. It's continuity. We keep talking about it. And is it doable? Of course. But you got to fight something that's really hard to fight. And that's when your body gets tired, your mind gets a little lazy, and fatigue starts to set in. You got to push through it. And I think this Knicks team has the character to do that. But until they do it, it's what we're going to talk about.
So the Knicks have had this long playoff run that began over a month ago. April 19th was when the postseason began against the Detroit Pistons. It has been pointed out to me that tonight is only the second time during the Knicks postseason run that they will have the entire New York sports night to themselves. The Mets are off and the Yankees are off. There's only one other example, and it was the closeout game against the Pistons back on May 1st. That was the only other night where the Knicks had the entire New York sports scene to themselves. No Mets, no Yankees.
Wow,
and we have
great.
That tonight.
That's great.
Isn't that interesting?
I mean, I don't know what it does for the Garden, because everybody else is going to be at home.
Yeah, the only thing it really changes is that
the rating's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that are casual Knicks fans. In fact, I would argue that most people that are into the Knicks run are casual. They're not sitting there watching all regular season games, and they may be more into the Yankees or more into the Mets. And tonight, you don't have a Met distraction. You don't have a Yankee distraction. Some wonder why tonight is my first night at Madison Square Garden in the postseason. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe a small factor. Maybe. You guys, see, Tommy thinks it's because it's a closeout game. Maybe it's because the Mets aren't playing and I'm not doing a Rico Brown. You ever think of that?
But wait, the Boston series, the Boston game you went to.
Yeah,
that was
a pain in the ass. The Mets were playing that night against the Pirates, and I had to do a Rico. So
that's right.
That was just me being a good guy for Tommy and the radio station. I thought it was going to add a lot going to Boston and doing that. I put myself out there.
Let's just break out the world's smallest violin. It's real tough for Evan to be at a game while watching another game. Meanwhile, the game on the court, he doesn't actually really care about the game, and he's watching.
I do care about the game. You don't think I care about this game?
To then talk about it on a podcast that he gets paid for. You know I love you, but you come off like, it was really tough for me. You sit on the bridge, there's a desk there. You plop your little iPad up, and you watch the Mets or Yankees.
The only problem I have with it is the internet is not great, so I may get spotty reception. Like tonight, I plan on, you know, giving you some update videos while I'm out there.
Oh, really?
I just don't know how the reception's going to be. I'm going to try. Well, I'm going to do the best I can.
Can't you link it to your phone? Doesn't your phone have the Wi-Fi?
No, but like it's not even the Wi-Fi, Teak. The Wi-Fi and the cell reception is just not great inside Madison Square Garden, especially on the bridge. I'm going to try, though.
Well, that means you can't link it to your phone. If your cell service is bad, your Wi-Fi through your cell is going to be bad, too.
Exactly. Now, luckily, I don't have other sports to watch. It's literally just me hanging out with a buddy, eating some pastrami sandwiches. And maybe giving you some videos, giving you some updates throughout the night. I'll tell you what my first video is about. It ain't about the Knicks. It's going to be about those damn paninis, because I cannot wait to just bite them.
Eating Evan?
And eating Evan, yes. A very special Eating Evan Game 5 edition. I look forward to that. By the way, Sal Licata does middays here at WFAN. You can hear him every day with BT at 10 a.m. Every day we ask him a simple question. Is the NL East over? Here's what he said today.
Hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey, Sal, is the NL East over?
I am focused on the Knicks tonight. Not only is the NL East not over, the Eastern Conference Finals isn't over yet. Go Knicks!
How about that? A little optimism from Sally.
I like that.
It's pumped up.
Positive Sal.
That's Sal answering the question he wants to answer, not the one that you ask.
Well, I think
he's perfect.
He's starting to learn a month into this.
Yes.
That he can say whatever the hell he wants.
Right.
You can say the East is over, it's not over. You can say whatever you want. The floor is yours. That worries me, though, what Sal said. I give you my gut feeling. My gut feeling is, the Knicks probably win tonight. Tiki, you agree on Knicks probably win tonight. It seems like everyone is feeling the same way, and when everyone feels the same way, that's usually when the opposite happens.
Bingo.
Is that your way of saying,
hold on,
you
Sean, what are you saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I want to make something very clear. My head tells me the same thing everybody else has said, which is, it's going to make the Celtics, right? When they were home and they fought back, the Knicks aren't going to go down like this. But I have been a sports fan for too long and a gambler for too long to know that's not how this works. Mm. So I feel more inclined than ever at 5:09 p.m. tonight to tell you it's over tonight. Mm. It's over tonight.
What is Vegas telling you, Sean?
They are begging you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To take the Knicks, because the line is still small.
The Knicks are favored by 4.5 points. The money line on the Knicks winning outright is -180. For the Pacers to win outright, it's +152. So the Knicks are favorites in this game.
Yeah, I bet you there's a lot of public money on the Knicks tonight, too. -106.
Well, because I think you're generally right that a game five with the team trailing having the home game, most people assume, well, they're just going to close it out. Or, I'm sorry, that they're going to extend the season. They're going to protect home court, and they're going to keep this season going. The way the Knicks did it against Miami two seasons ago. So I think the public money is probably thinking the Knicks are going to win. But take away that. Take away history. Take away Vegas odds. It comes down to the X's and O's we talked about earlier. Knicks have to defend. You know, we could sit here all day and talk about, well, it's game five at home. The crowd's going to be loud. They got to defend. They can't get lazy on defense. They can't be confused on defense where guys don't know their assignments. That can't happen. They can't have Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson completely exploited. And by the way, I should mention this. Karl-Anthony Towns is listed as questionable. And we have just taken it as a fact that he's going to play. Right. I assume he's going to play. But remember, he suffered that knee injury in game four. He was limping, and he is listed as questionable for tonight's game.
Jay Cutler.
Stop with the Jay Cutler stuff. He's not Jay Cutler. But, you know, you do worry about those knee contusions because there's likely not anything structurally wrong with his knee, but when you get swelling on your knee, and I dealt with this for a lot of my early career because of when I tore my PCL, I didn't get it fixed, so I had a lot of laxity in my joint, and I'd get swelling on my knee, and it wasn't painful, you just couldn't, it's hard to move. And so really what's going to come down to for Cad is how flexible does his knee feel? Because running on it or jumping on it could just exacerbate it a little bit.
And what's concerning about that is, A, Cat can't jump, and B, Cat can't defend. Yeah. And those two things that he isn't good at is probably going to be more affected, and he's probably going to be worse at it dealing with this knee issue.
Right. I mean, honestly, it may force him to just stay around the perimeter and play that type of game, which he's actually good at. But
you know what it's going to force Tibbs to do? It's going to force to sit him a lot.
Well, it's going to. Yeah, but honestly, Ev, that might be a good thing.
No, well, it makes
because
him
if he's sitting, that means Mitchell Robbins is in the game and for more than 19 minutes, like he played in Game 4.
Or it could mean Precious Achiuwa is in the game. It could go both ways. Look, right. He's got to defend at a capable level, and he's not a really good defender. But if this knee issue is going to make him a worse defender than he already is, then right. It may come to a point where he's unplayable. That is certainly on the table, where Tom Thibodeau may just have to make the decision, I can't have you out there. The biggest challenge the Knicks are facing right now in this series, the biggest challenge they were always facing, but it has been exposed by the Indiana Pacers, their two best players do not defend. They get picked on.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go to Justin in Pittsburgh. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. First time caller here. Tiki, big-time Giants fan.
Appreciate you,
by the way.
Thank you, man.
So I'm a Thunder fan for background. I'm curious, right? So, I mean, I'm big into the Knicks. I mean, I'm out of Pittsburgh now. I grew up in the New York City, New Jersey area. My dad's a big Knicks fan. Family's a big Knicks fan. I don't think they're going to come back in this series, but as a Thunder fan, I'm curious watching the Eastern Conference Finals from a, you know, from perspective of you guys who are watching the Knicks maybe more closely than I am. Do you think if the Knicks were to come back that they would, A, even pose a chance against the Thunder? And the Pacers, who look like they're going to come out, would they even have a chance? And then before you guys answer, my opinion on either would be no, a big resounding no, mostly because I just don't feel that from the Knicks' perspective, they can keep up with the Thunder from a pure pace perspective, right? I mean, you can talk about slowing down the game all you want. The Thunder, I feel like, have made everybody play at their pace, even the Nuggets, who they did struggle against. They made Jokic pick up and the ball, and he couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Like, the Pacers are more equipped to do that. You've seen it with Haliburton, and he's looking great. But, I mean, the Thunder forced turnover the ball at a historic rate. Yes. I don't care. You know, John Stockton back there, I feel like they're picking apart everybody who's the ball handler.
They are.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
They are. The answer to your question is neither team has a shot in hell. I'll just be blunt about that. And I said that to you 2 weeks ago when we were making these conference finals predictions. The Oklahoma City Thunder won 68 games. They did it at a historic level. Their defensive rating was the best in the world. Their offensive rating was top three. Their net rating was historically good. Like, they were historically, for a regular season team, one of the greatest teams we've ever seen, just based on performance.
Right.
But the caveat was always, now you got to do it in the postseason. Now you got to answer the tests.
Right.
And they answered that test in the Denver series, and now they are so far superior to Minnesota, who they handled in five, to the Knicks or the Pacers, that I don't think either team has a shot in the hell against the Oklahoma City.
And even if you go back and look at that game three that they lost to Minnesota, that was just a rare off night by SGA. I mean, what did he say? At 14 points or something? Like, he missed every clean, open look that he took, and he didn't score his regular, whatever, 30-something. And they lost by 20. And so, to me, that was just an anomaly game for their superstar. And I think any team who has a superstar like that, who plays terribly, you're going to lose.
Well,
So they lost one game because SGA didn't have his regular day.
They also didn't defend at the level and the pace that they have set all year. They are a great defensive team. I mean, they are going to cause so many issues for whoever they face. And I think giving up 143 in that rare blow, I kind of took the numbers and put them out of whack. But they are a great defensive team. That's their strength.
Right.
They defend at such a high level. So it's looking ahead, and it's a great problem to have. Like, honestly, if you're a Knicks fan, don't even be offended what I'm saying, because if you have to worry about the Thunder, that's a huge victory. You just came back from 3-1.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing. But I think the Thunder are just, They're a horse right now.
Right. And so, either way, I mean, if this thing goes to seven, think about how gassed
your legs
are going to be.
Yeah.
And the Thunder are chilling now until they already have the schedule, right, for game one?
Yes.
So they're chilling for a week, basically.
Yeah, I texted the schedule last night to the group chat, and Sean's response is, why do we need this? It was a very arrogant dismissal of the NBA final schedule because he has dunned the New York Knicks. But yes, it is a week from tonight in Oklahoma City for game one of the NBA finals.
Don't do that to everybody listening.
Don't do what?
That I dunned the Knicks, and that's why I said what
hold on. Here are the facts.
You just dunned the Knicks.
Well, yes, but that's different than why I texted
you. You dunned the Knicks 5 minutes ago. When I sent the text last night at 9, or actually this morning at 9:20 a.m., your response was, well, we don't have to worry about that too much.
That part, yeah. Never mind. I'm going to withdraw my complaint.
I mean, of course you got to withdraw your complaint.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm making something up?
No, my initial response was, we know the NBA finals schedule because it's the one finals we always
know the
NBA finals schedule.
Well, that's not what you wrote. Like, I'm not dunning the Knicks. What, do I think the Knicks are going to come back and win this series? No, but can they win this? Absolutely. I'll tell you what the Knicks can't do. What the Knicks can't do is come back from 3-1 down and then beat the Thunder. Like, they're not winning the NBA championship. That's been ruled out. Mm. We can eliminate that from the possibility.
So you're dunning the Knicks.
I'm dunning the Knicks in terms of having a parade.
Now, here's what I will say about that break in the NBA final schedule. This is where you do have to smile if you're a Knicks fan. You guys have bellyached, you fans, all series long about the refs. Where's the whistle going to be tonight? You think they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NBA wants a week off before the finals, only to have Indianapolis and Oklahoma City as the two markets in the finals.
Sean,
you're going to get a night with the whistle.
But you're as bad as a lot of other people. I don't think that's how the league operates.
No.
I'm suspicious.
Just think of how complicated that would be to just operate. Like, first of all, there would be memos or whatever, a paper trail. And so the last thing you need is for that to ever come out. So I just don't believe that exists.
Right
now, could a referee crew just feel that that's what the NBA needs? Sure, but there's nobody directing that. There's no conspiracy up top that's making that happen.
I want to make some clear. I don't mean that the game is rigged, but I believe in my heart of hearts there have been NBA series where, and with my own eyes, I don't think they're rigging, but it just feels like, you know what? The whistle's going the way.
Didn't
the
whistles go the Pacers' way in game four?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it didn't matter.
Okay, why did it go their way? Why would the league, according to your fiction,
I don't think you're
the only one that creates, but a lot of people do. Why would the league want the Pacers up 3-1?
I don't think that that's necessarily something that's mandated every game, Evan. I don't think they wake up game four and go, the whistle has to go the way. But I think in an instance like tonight, it is fair to have antennas up going, wait a minute, we're a week of no TV money coming in here.
Are you going to watch the game tonight?
Of course I am.
I'm going to put you to work, all right? Okay. I want you to score every foul that you think shouldn't have been called and every non-foul that you think okay. should have been called. And then tomorrow, we'll go over who got the benefit of the whistle in your IBO eyes.
Okay. I was planning on watching an hour of the game on the treadmill, but I'll do it for you.
No, not on the treadmill. You got to watch the game like you're working.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're studying. So I want you to study the calls and then prove us right or prove me right or prove all right. you right or prove whoever right.
Okay.
Because I just don't buy that. I never have. Like, we'll call out the officials if we think they're bad or if it benefited this team or that team, but I never think it's being done for a purpose. Like, the league, yeah.
You think the league wants a week off right now?
It doesn't matter what the—do you think I think the league wants Indiana, Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals? Probably not. They probably wanted Lakers-Celtics. What the hell does that mean?
What if they could squeeze one more Saturday night out of those TV markets into New York? You don't think they want that? You don't think that's their preference in the league office tonight?
No, I don't think. It's not that I don't think they want something. It's that I don't think officials are officiating to get that outcome. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I think if you gave Adam Silver truth serum or Rob Manfred truth serum and said, hey, what do you prefer in the World Series or the NBA Finals? I'm sure there's an answer. There are humans. But the idea that the officials or the umpires are impacting that, I think has been fan fiction forever, and I just disagree.
I'll get to Evan in just 1 second. First on Sean. So when Sean did his Cinco yesterday and he declared the series was over, he was then questioned about it after the Cinco. And Sean, who did you have winning the game tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. This is what you say yesterday.
I don't remember.
Well, I'll remember for you. You said the Knicks would win. So
yes,
if you're not used to the Sean Marash game, the game is now he is going to discredit the win by saying, the officiating.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because you think they're going to win. Bro, it's so transparent. And by the way, Evan, they're not a horse. They're a wagon. That's the phrase.
I was about to ask as I called the Thunder a horse. I was like, I know that's not the phrase. What is it?
Wagon.
So it's a wagon.
Yes,
so
a wagon.
So when a team is really, really good, you call them a wagon.
I've never heard that.
I wouldn't say it's new age, but I've heard over the last couple of years,
I've never heard that.
Team's a wagon.
Yeah. I understood what Evan was saying, because when he said horse, I'm like, yeah, that's like stallion. That's like a big old animal, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so I should have.
I understood you, Evan. I don't know what these guys are talking about.
That means from now on, I'm just going to call them horses, not wagons.
No.
I'll leave that for you and the other kids. I'm going to go with horse.
No, you're not. It's a wagon.
But did you hear Tiggy?
Yes. I understood what he was saying. It made sense to me.
No.
I think it made sense. I'm with you on that, Tiggy, but I still don't think horse is an actual
saying.
Think about
if somebody, like, so if Jeremy Shockey in his prime walks into a room, you're going to be like, dude, that bro is a horse.
Is
you know
naked?
What I mean? What? No.
He's hung like a horse, right?
Oh, jeez.
You don't have a wagon without a horse, so it's implied that the horses are there.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to side with Tiki. You guys can argue amongst yourself. I will call great teams horses. So, like, for example, the New York Yankees continue to win. They're a horse. That's
a horse. Yeah. I still don't understand the wagon. I don't know that. It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't get that saying, but Tommy is right that is the saying.
But that no one's arguing that anymore.
Yeah.
We're saying that Tiki prefers horse because he understands it. And yet, Tommy, it's like I stole something from him. Why are you so upset? Why are you mad at Tiki? Tiki likes horse better.
I'm not mad at Tiki, but like it's the phrase is wagon. We're just going to change. Any other phrase in the English lexicon, we're just going to change to satisfy Tiki?
Well, yes.
Oh.
Yes. We're going to listen to Tiki. What about strategery when the president said that? Now
that's
all love
right.
it.
Lockbox.
Yeah, well, that was Al Gore, and he lost. So history is written by the winners. Mm. George, wow. Oh, you're going to tell me he didn't lose?
Oh, here we go.
Let's not re-argue this 25 years later.
Strategery.
No. Though you may have a point. Oh, by the way, before we get back to your calls, have you guys heard about this product that Sydney Sweeney is selling?
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
Yes. It's a bar of soap.
It's a bar of what she's calling her own bath water in a soap. So what she's doing is she's saying, hey, listen, horny guys, if you want my bath water, you can buy it. Here's a commercial to get you all excited for it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello, you dirty little boys. Are you interested in my body? Wash? Well, you can't have it. Because this isn't for boys, it's for men. And real men don't use cheap commercial body washes labeled by the FDA as a synthetic cleanser. But this is Dr. Squatch Natural Body Wash.
Oh my God. Are you buying that, Tommy?
It's already sold out. I bought all of them.
Yeah.
They'll be arriving on Tuesday.
By the way, she's in a premiere next week in New York City. Movie Echo Valley.
Oh, nice. Ooh. So she's still doing movies? She's not just selling bathwater now?
I was invited. Tommy, you want to go?
What night of the week is this?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
There's no finals game. You're all clear.
No, I know. Ironically, I have something going on with my wife. No problem. I'm going to look to cancel on her for Sydney.
Will Tommy get to meet Sydney Sweeney at the premiere?
I'm assuming.
Maybe she could sign the bar of soap.
It's Sydney Sweeney. Who else is it going?
Well, who cares? It's
two star. Julian Moore, who's great.
Oh, she is great.
And I don't know this guy, other guy, Dom Hall Gleason. I don't know who that is.
Some
I just knew Sydney Sweeney, so I knew you'd be interested.
You got to go. You got to take him up on this.
Well, I have an event with my wife. I would have to cancel.
I mean, you already said you'd leave your wife for this woman. Now you won't leave her?
I would, yes.
Okay, Fabe, okay. I mean, you got to go to the premiere.
He just doesn't want to do it in person.
Is that what it is?
I don't. Well, it's like
honey, sorry, I'm leaving you for this girl that's standing right here.
I don't blame you, though, for not wanting to meet her, because years ago, and it was different because I really loved her music. It wasn't necessarily like, oh, you know, I want to marry her. But I had a chance to meet Carrie Underwood when I worked at Sirius, and I was a huge, huge fan of Carrie Underwood. And they came up to me, someone in the music department at Sirius, and said, would you like to meet Carrie? I said, no. They're like, why the hell not? Mm. You love her. You talk about her on the radio all the time. I said, because I don't want to ruin what I think about her, which is a respect. She seems so down to earth. I like her. I have an awkward exchange with her. It's over. Like,
good point.
My view on her changes forever, and I actually refuse to meet Carrie Underwood.
Wow.
So if that's your thinking, like this is just a fantasy and you got to keep it as such, then you should turn Tiki down.
Smart.
Yeah, no, I'm a smart guy.
I'm smart.
But what kind of loser do you have to be to buy her bathwater? I mean, my God.
I mean, really?
You guys call me losers. I mean, you couldn't pay me to take her bathwater.
It's a $1 billion business. It's a great idea. We got to sell Tiki Barber bathwater. There's got to be some sick of Tiki fans out there.
It's also a mislabeling. It's soap made of her bathwater.
It's soap made of her ball. That's even better. Great. Yeah, fantastic.
That loses me.
We'll come back with your call. As a Met fan, I've embraced, hey, look, Juan Soto isn't hitting. It sucks. I think he'll turn it around. I'm not losing faith. I'm not losing confidence. But I understand that Yankee fans are going to have their fun. So I leaned into it and said, I got a great stat for you. If Aaron Judge goes 0 for his next 150, he would still have a better batting average than Juan Soto. And ha-ha, it's amazing. So I challenge Sean as the Yankee fan here on this show. Do you have some kind of embarrassing stat that shows how bad Juan Soto's been and how great Aaron Judge has been? And I said, I'll give you the rest of the show to come up with a stat as good as mine. And mine, again, was Judge goes 0 for his next 150. He'd still have a better batting average than Juan Soto. So, Sean Morash, the floor is yours.
I love your stat. I want to make that very clear.
Thank you.
I don't have extreme confidence that I could stop you, but I came up with two. Okay.
Came up with two stats.
Two stats. To this point, Juan Soto has been paid, Mets fans, $1.1 million per hit he has this season. Aaron Judge has been paid just north of $400,000 per hit he's had this season.
That's not bad.
Not terrible.
Not bad.
I tried to do a little cross promotion as we lead into a big night at Madison Square Garden. Would you say, Evan, that the stat steals, generally speaking, not the easiest to come by in the NBA, right? Mm-hmm. Of
right.
all of them?
Right.
Okay. Tyrese Halliburton this postseason has more steals than Juan Soto has RBI when subtracting his home runs.
That sucked.
That's a good stat.
It's confusing. It doesn't even mean anything.
Juan Soto only has 16 RBI not on home runs this year. Tyrese Halliburton has 17 steals in the postseason.
I gotcha. It just...
All right, you know what? I put in the work.
No, you did. I respect that.
You had a great stat. I had to dig deep, and so I went 2-for-1 here.
No, I put you in a tough spot because I think my stat is pretty amazing.
It is.
I mean, Aaron Judge goes 0 for his next 150.
The guy only has 16 RBI, not off home runs this year.
Yeah, no, he's had a terrible season. I don't think there's anyone denying that. Juan Soto has had a terrible, terrible season. Luckily, the Mets are still in a good spot, and Juan Soto is going to get hot. I'm convinced of that. I mean, he really should get hot this weekend against the Colorado Rockies, who, to put in perspective how bad the Rockies are, it's like the old joke doing stand-up, how bad are the Rockies? How bad are the Rockies?
They're so bad that
they are 5 games behind the pace of last year's Chicago White Sox.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. The White Sox, who last year, of course, had a historically bad season. The Chicago White Sox, one of the worst teams since the 1962 Mets. They lost 121 games. They are 5 games better than where the Rockies were, or where the White Sox were last year to where the Rockies are now. So the Mets better win all three. That's the moral of the story.
Well,
I know you guys lost the game and then won two.
They were on the road. It was trickier, you know.
That's my point. It's on the road. The Mets go to Colorado next weekend. I agree. You can win two out of three there. I will totally give you that. But at home, got to win all three.
I almost said this to Evan off air yesterday, but I was afraid it might bite me in the ass, so I didn't. But I'll say it on the air now. When you play the White Sox and the Rockies back-to-back, that's like the All-Star break. I mean, you basically have a week off. You should just sweep the
entire... But they've already lost the game.
I know. That's why I didn't say anything to you off air. It was during the game. But you really should. I mean, that is just the easiest two matchups in a row.
You should, but it's baseball and it's not easy. And that's why the Phillies deserve credit for what they did last week when they beat all these teams and never lost. Like, winning four out of six. Like, let's say they do win two out of three against the Rockies. You can rationally say, hey, they did a good job. They won four out of six. But the Rockies are 9-47. They haven't won a series all year. You could say, well, that's not good enough. And you better not lose to them. The Colorado Rockies have not won a series all year long. Not one.
Not a single series.
They're 9-47. Where are these series wins coming
that's
from?
That's a good point. Yeah, two out of three early.
What was that? No.
I know.
In fact, they only have one streak of two consecutive wins. That's how bad this season is.
So it was an ending of a series and the beginning of a series.
That is correct. They won the finale of a series and won the opener of the next series. That's how bad the Rockies are. So, yeah, it's going to be a stressful weekend if you're a Met fan. Let's go to Phil in Staten Island. How are you, Phil?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's
all right.
Up?
So the Knicks have to slow the game down because you cannot get in a track meet with the Pacers. Because, first of all, they'll wear you out. And second of all, they're going to keep on scoring.
Absolutely.
You got to stop them from scoring. And also, OG cannot handle the ball. He's turning the ball over left and right. Every time he loses dribbles, cannot do that.
Yeah,
the Knicks can beat the Pacers if they stop beating themselves.
Yeah, well, and that's what really killed them in Game 4. They turned the ball over so many times. And the one thing that head coach Tom Thibodeau can control is you can take someone out when they're too sloppy with the basketball. Josh Hart! Like, you can make changes to adjust to that. But you're right. It's easier said than done. And we've talked about this since the opener of this series. It is unsustainable to play the Pacers at their pace. John is in Massbeth. What's up, John?
You know, I got three things here. First off, I got a quick stat. Ready?
Yes.
You know, Sean had a whole show to come up with that. I got 2 minutes to come up with mine. Tyrese Haliburton has more steals in the last two games than Juan Soto has hits all season long in high-leverage situations.
See, that's a good one.
That is good.
That's a good one.
Tyrese
right,
has seven steals, and Soto's got six. So anyways, before I get to my point, I got something special. I just saw Juan Soto's mom walking out of the Gucci store. She had like eight bags on her. She looked really happy. Anyways, being that tonight could be, and most likely could be, the end of the Knicks season, it's time to put to rest the King of New York. It's clear that it's Aaron Judge. And you know what?
John,
I've got five reasons why.
Oh, God.
I've got five reasons why.
You know what, John, I'm going to say this respectfully. Let's save that, all right? You are more than welcome tomorrow, if the Knicks are eliminated, we will listen to your five. Or Monday, if they get eliminated over the weekend. Right now, in the final hour of this show, leading up to Game 5, not acceptable, not good timing. But keep that list of why Aaron Judge is the King of New York City and not Jalen Brunson. Have it ready, and I promise you, you will get the floor, even with the sound effects. We'll give you the big announcer sound effects, too. Number five.
The countdown. Can I say one thing about John's list? Can we at least agree on this going forward? At least agree on this. Going forward, whether Jalen is the king or not, we have to eliminate Aaron Judge dropping the fly ball as a reason why he's not.
Why would we eliminate Aaron Judge dropping the fly ball?
Evan, that's a great question you ask. Why would we eliminate that?
Yeah, why?
What would you say about Jalen Brunson's defense in the postseason?
It's been terrible.
Okay, so a wash is a wash.
No,
both defenses have been terrible.
That's not the same.
Of course it is.
A dropped pop-up by a sure-handed defensive player is not the same as a basketball player who we've known is not a good defender.
You're right. One moment is not the same as Tyrese Haliburton running free down that lane as Brunson runs away from contact.
Have you been preparing this for like weeks right now?
I got plenty of notes, Ev.
All right. Can you save it until the Knicks season is over?
I'm just little things got to build. I did save it for the Knicks season to be over.
It's not over yet.
That's right.
That's right. It's not over yet. Where am I going tonight? I'm going to Madison Square Garden.
And why are you going, Ev?
I'm going because... Why am I going? It's a great question. I'm going because the secondary market is dead. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going because I sold a bunch of tickets. I couldn't go to a lot of these games, and I can go tonight. And I love playoff basketball. I'm a big fan of playoff basketball. Me and Tommy were in the building in Boston not too long ago, and I wanted to be on my Chase Bridge in my seats tonight. And I also made a promise, Sean.
A promise to who?
3 years ago, when I decided to become a Knicks season ticket holder, one of my friends was very upset at me. One of my friends said, how could you do this? You're a Nets fan. You're a Nets season ticket holder. You can't become a Knicks season ticket holder. And I said, well, I like to watch good basketball. It'll be fun for the show. And also, I'll make you a promise. And he said, what's that? I said, if the Knicks are ever facing an elimination where they're down in a series and they could be eliminated at Madison Square Garden, I will take you. And that moment has arrived. So I needed to be good on my promise to my friend that I would take him to a potential elimination game. And that is a part of the reason why I'll be at Madison Square Garden tonight, because I am a man of my word.
Tommy, I'll let you finish in a second. But just to clarify, 3 minutes ago you told me that the Knicks' potential season ending is not why you're going tonight, and then followed it up with a story 3 years in the making that the Knicks being eliminated time is why you're going
tonight. Well, that's a promise to a friend. That's not me going there because they're going to be eliminated. I made a promise. I told him a while ago I would take him. So why would I go back on my word? Okay. I'm not wordless. I'm wordful.
We know. We work with
you. And also, the Mets and Yankees don't play tonight. And it's a Thursday night, and I'm in the mood for a garden pastrami sandwich. What? Sue me. I want to be in the garden tonight.
I thought you were getting a panini.
A panini. Isn't that what I said?
You said pastrami sandwich.
No, it's not a pastrami sandwich.
You don't even know what cured meat you get.
I agree. It's a panini. I forgot. It's been so long. I think it's called the Calabrese. I think I'm getting the Calabrese tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you want to whine about?
I'm not going to whine. That Calabrese is going to be the best part of your night. Cute story. Nice promise to your friend. The only thing you promised to that friend, and I know the friend, and I know the hatred that is in his heart for the greatest basketball team in the history of the NBA, just because of Madison Square Garden. We know all the deal that goes into it. The only thing you promised him is to watch a Knick ass-whooping over the Pacers. So when they drop 50, that pastrami sandwich is going to go down nice and smooth for you and your pal
there. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Well, I think I speak for all Knick fans because you two, you know, had this real journey over the last 3 years that you promised
each other. I promised them. I had to take them. How could I go back on that word? Haven't I given you enough?
It's not about me.
I mean, I'm taking
I'm clearly banned from the Garden, or at least, you know, barred from there tonight.
Yeah, because people want the Knicks to win. And by the way, if I'm going to bring, as a Net fan, as a coalition member, if I'm going to bring the juju that provides a Knick victory, then you should thank me. And instead of insulting me, you should say, thank you, Evan.
Why would I thank you?
Because think about this, Tommy.
Yeah.
For years, when I'm at a Jet game, or Beningo's at a Jet game, you always have this, the Jets are going to lose because Beningo and Roberts are in the building. And you've used that argument a lot. And I've always laughed and said, you're right.
Death taxes and you two going to a game and losing.
So don't you agree that I am probably, as a hater, as you say, going there and bringing that bad luck for what I want, which is good luck for you?
Yes.
So if you agree with that, then what I am expecting from you after the game tonight is a short, hey, by the way, positive Tommy, take it to the bank, no biggie. And I got to thank Evan. He brought the bad juju to Madison Square Garden, and I appreciate that. So I expect that.
That's fine, but...
Fine, I expect it.
Your being a bad friend has come under question by me, McMonagle, and now your other friend here, who's not going to thank you when the Pacers get their teeth kicked in, he's going to hate you because you brought him to this, and it's a three-year promise.
So basically what happens is when I bring friends to games on the arm, they hate me because it's not enough.
Because of the
result.
Is
that what I've learned, Sean?
I think you've learned that. However, I do have to stop you, Tommy. I don't think this friend in question is going to make a video after the game where he curses Evan out 15 times.
Well, he should. It'll go viral.
I don't think people are looking for that. They're looking for happiness. We're in a happy mood tonight. I think the Knicks are going to win tonight. I really do. And I think a part of why I think they're going to win tonight is because I do think defensively, while they'll have lapses in this game, because that's like death taxes, Knicks defensive lapses, I don't think the urgency is going to be called into question. I think this team is going to have to come out with a sense of urgency. They're going to defend at a very high level. And I think Jalen Brunson's going to have a star performance, which he has. I mean, he's had plenty of them. I think that your King argument's going to take a seat tonight because I think Jalen's dropping 40.
I you would hope that he cannot be as quiet as he was in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And I think the other guy tonight.
I'm making a prediction. You don't have to fight your Judge Brunson argument. You say that for tomorrow.
You're finishing off the full prediction.
Yeah. Okay. I think Jalen's going to drop 40 tonight. And I think the Knicks are going to win this game 122 to 110. Now.
A little comfy?
I think it's close and they pull away late would be my prediction. But he drops 40 tonight. And you know what you can do with that prediction? Tommy?
Yeah, I do.
You can take it to the bank. Let's go to Paul in Roselle, New Jersey. What's up, Paul?
Yes, I was calling because basically I want to say this, win or lose tonight, I feel like all in all has been a good season. My expectations was for this season, because we lost in the second round last year, was to make it to the round three. And I think people forget that this team is – this is our first year together as a collective. You know what I mean? Like, the team we're playing has realistically been together for, what, like the past 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
So, like, all in all, I feel like we did a really good job for just basically throwing a team together right before the season started. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think in theory you're right, but I'll tell you why I disagree with you a little bit on that. Number one, I think that, yes, they've gone further, but you went further after beating the defending NBA champions and then facing a team in Indiana, a good team, but a team you were favored to beat. So I think that changes from the, hey, we went around further. And as far as slapping the team together, you're right. Like, they acquired Karl Anthony Towns right before training camp. This is a newish team. Newish team. Because obviously, Jalen's been there. Mitch has been there. I get it. You've got guys that have been there, but you added two key starters right before the season. Well, Cat right before the season, Mikal a few months before the season. But why that's misleading is that this group has played so many minutes together, 950 minutes during the course of the regular season, that they put together an amount of time together that feels more than just they were thrown together. And so when you say it's new, it's only year one, you're implying that things are going to get better in year two and in year three. And I don't know if that's the case. Like, I don't know if a year from now, because they've played together longer, it's going to be that different. Because they've already played together for over 900 minutes this season. They had so much experience playing together, partially because the Knicks didn't have a lot of injuries, partially because Tom Thibodeau plays these guys a lot. And I just am not convinced that next year, a year older, by the way, everyone now is a year older, that is going to just change and they're going to be and have more chemistry. The Pacers are a little bit different. So I get it. I just don't know if I fully agree with it. Doug is in Bergenfield. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Evan, how are you today?
We're good. What's up?
Well, 2 points. King of New York, definitely not Aaron Judge. If he can't catch a pop-up in the outfield, he doesn't belong King of New York. Second of all, why is Sean not in his orange and blue yet?
Yeah, it's a great question, and thank you very much for the call for that. For those that are not aware, about a month ago, Sean and I made a bet. And that bet was, is the NL East over? Sean claimed it was. He said the Mets will not relinquish first place. I, as a Met fan, not as a negative Met fan, but as a realistic Met fan, said you're wrong. They will drop out of first place. And the bet was, if the Mets went wire to wire, I would dress up in paint in Yankee pinstripes. But if the Mets did fall out of first place, Sean would have to dress in orange and blue. It's all been agreed upon. Mets obviously fell out of first place. They are still out of first place. And so Sean does have to pay that price. And I thought we agreed on a date, and then I completely forgot about it. And so we're sitting here now on May 29th, and I do think we need to confirm a date and just have you do it so you could pay your stipend.
We never agreed on a date. There was a date that was put out there, and in your words, Evan, you backtracked because of how excited Sean was over the date and how annoyed I was. It made you backtrack.
Oh, yeah. Remember so that? We need to find a proper date for Sean to wear his orange and blue face paint.
Tommy's gripe with me as a non-Knicks fan that I was going to enjoy wearing orange and blue during a Knicks playoff loss to the Pacers.
Correct.
Mm.
So he kind of was hoping for, you know, the Knicks season to end so he could get me in the orange and blue at another time.
Gotcha. So when should we have him dress in the orange and blue? Do we have a preferred date?
I mean, I think we're good anytime after tomorrow.
Well, shut up. I would say in public. I didn't want to do it here. And I know we have a couple of shows coming up where we would be in public.
We do have some public shows. Would you like to make it a public show?
Yes. That would be my vote.
All right. We've got two live remotes coming up in the month of June, one of which is at Citi Field. So that could work.
Certainly could.
Can't night at Citi Field.
Can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that? What does that mean you can't do that?
Because when you're painting yourself head to toe, I don't need to explain this to you two, there comes a time for some kind of easily able wash-off situation the moment the show's over. I can't do that at Citi Field and then go to a game.
So would you rather do it at Fanatics Fest where we're doing a live show?
You know, I think we should try to act a little professional there. I really think we're going to be out in public.
No, I got it. Tommy, I got it. I'm going to handle this. I'll give you time because I know when you should wear it.
When?
When we take our show to Giants camp.
What?
When we're at Giants camp interviewing New York Giants, this is your favoritest of favoritest days. You are dressed in orange and blue. When you're having a conversation with Evan Neal and his conversion to guard, he's going to stare at a giant orange and blue man.
I can't meet Jackson Dart for the first time like that.
Why not?
Because that's not how I establish a relationship.
So far, here's what I'm hearing. We're giving you dates, and you're turning it down. You're not in a position of power.
Yes, I am.
You lost the bet.
I'll wear it Monday.
What do you mean Monday? We didn't agree to Monday.
Ah, come in Monday.
You know what I'll do? Because I think I'm biased, and Tommy's biased, and Tiki's biased. I am going to let this decision be made by the architect here. The architect has been around radio for many, many years.
Ah.
He understands a good penalty. And he's also the only guy around here that Sean will respect and will just have to answer to. Everyone else, he thinks he can walk all over. So I will tell the architect, he was already aware of this. I'll say, can you pick a date? When do you think this works best? You know, we don't want to make the station look bad if it's at Fanatics Fest or if it's at Giants camp. No, yeah. It's up to the architect. Whatever he decides, you'll abide by, correct?
Correct. If he signs off on Fanatics Fest, then sure, I'll do it at Fanatics.
What if he signs off on the Met game?
The Met game, I can't sit through a whole game like that.
Doesn't your contract run out at the end of the year?
Doesn't yours?
Yeah, I'm not worried where I've got to, like, kiss the architect's ass. You do.
Be very careful about the bullying.
I'm not bullying. I'm just asking you, wouldn't you not want to, I don't know, not listen to the ultimate boss? That seems like a bad business decision on your part.
Easy fix at Citi Field. There's a locker room. There are showers. Just go right next to Juan Soto and explain to him why he misses the Yankees, and then you can wash off all the paint. They have showers at Citi Field.
Can the Citi Field showers handle two fat people and then at the same time?
You're funny. The funny thing I have with Sean, and goodbye SNY Baseball Night in New York, is presented by Tri-State Cadillac, and it's coming up next on SNY. And Tommy's warned me about this, and it's so true. When you lose a bet, which you lose, you always have to fight about your penalty.
No, I don't.
You're doing it right now.
I wore an L for a month.
I know, but even that was a battle. I'm going to start now. Starts here. And even now, you have to wear orange and blue. It's something you agree to. And it's like, well, this day doesn't work, and that day doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and I don't care what the architect says. You make this so difficult when you got to serve your penalty.
Hello?
If someone goes to prison, do they get to decide what day they go to prison?
No, but I would argue I didn't do anything near. I believed in the Mets. I don't think that's necessarily attempted murder, Kevin.
Right. I'm not saying it's attempted murder. I'm saying you committed some kind of sports betting crime, and you have to serve your penalty, and you don't get to negotiate when the penalty is served.
Exactly. I'm glad you said that, Evan. Did I agree to wear it this week on Tuesday?
I don't remember anymore.
The answer is yes, I did. And who fought that?
I don't remember.
Tommy fought.
Oh, okay.
So my point is, I've already agreed on multiple occasions to wear this, and now Tommy is fighting it.
The reason I am fighting it is because it is a punishment of a Met bet. So you are wearing orange and blue as a punishment because of what you said about the Mets. You, in your sick, twisted mind, are trying to spin it as, I'm wearing orange and blue for Nick Elimination Day or off a Nick loss. So it's your way of still honoring the bet, but twisting the knife to the Nick fan, and the Met fan won't even realize it.
Tommy,
that's why he can't do it during this run.
Tommy, if the Knicks win tonight, would you think they will win?
Yes.
And I think they will win?
Yes.
Would you be okay with him wearing it tomorrow?
No.
Why?
No. Because I think it's all part of the plan here.
But that one confuses me because that would be very pro-Nick. People would be confused into it being pro-Nick, which is not how he feels.
And Tommy thinks they're winning in seven anyway.
Nick fans don't want him being pro-Nick because they see through it. He already wore a Pacer jersey. You know I muted him on social media, but he's probably been a total clown during this entire run.
Have not been.
Okay.
You want this disassociated from the Knicks, period, stuff.
That is my one ask, yes.
Right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to file the paperwork. I am going to send an approval notice to the architect here at this radio station to have him wear this outfit at Fanatics Fest. That is the date that we have selected. If he's good with it and says, you know what, it doesn't embarrass the station, it's great, it's fine, then it's a done deal. Then you have to do that the night we do a show from Fanatics Fest. I'm not even going to put the Met game up there. I'm going to try to get approval from the bosses on Fanatics Fest. If they do not agree because they just don't think it works, I respect that. We won't do it. But if they agree, you agree, and you're doing it. Capiche?
Don't capiche me, but I agree.
Thank you.
And by the way, if the architect decides do it tomorrow or during the Nick run, I will be okay with that. Whatever the architect
says. Well,
I'm
not giving the architect that option. I'm merely going to ask him, okay. Is it okay for him to do it at Fanatics Fest?
Take what I just said off the record.
Can I predict his answer?
Go ahead.
Is Sean aware he no longer has to do these types of things in his career?
No, he didn't say that.
I've been told that by him before.
No,
hold on a second. I heard that, overheard that. That was for something totally different. You open your big, fat trapper, and you set the parameters. And now you're going to pull the architect like he's your uncle, like, and you're in a fight on the kindergarten or
It almost makes me realize I can't make bets with him. He doesn't pay his dues.
I do pay them. I was already ready to pay him. You allowed this little stupid chihuahua to pop off at the mouth and drown.
I'm not a chihuahua. You're the one that every time we do something, it's there's parameters, and it's got it. You don't realize it's a punishment. And it was one that you started.
Tommy, you acted like a third grader watching Peppa Pig. Oh, the colors are associated. Sean can't do it now.
Because I know what you're thinking, and I know what you're plotting, and I know what you're scheming. That's all.
They're both children. I think we can all agree to
that. Who's ready for Knicks Pacers?
Oh, I am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.